Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for April 14th. From Joshua 9 and 10, making good on promises. David said in Psalm 15 that someone who stands in good stead with God is one who keeps his oath even when it hurts. The Israelites had entered into a treaty, a national oath, with the Gibeonites. That treaty had been ratified as the result of deception. Nevertheless, Israel was bound to fulfill its part of the covenant. So when the Gibeonites were the targets of five armies, they utilized their benefits under that treaty and sought protection from Israel. Now the Israelites had a choice to make. Would they fulfill their vow? Maybe you've made agreements that at the time seemed good. For example, you were snowed by a really good car salesman and purchased a car even though it wasn't the right moment for you. For a car salesman, it's always the right time for you to buy a car. Each time you drive the car, you begin to resent it. The resentment builds until you find yourself wanting to get out of your contract, turn the car back in, and never do that again. Sorry, you signed the dotted line. There are consequences to ignoring the bill from the finance company that shows up in your mailbox every month. You've got to send in that payment on time or else. The Israelites might have found it tempting to turn a deaf ear to the pleas of Gibeon to rescue them. After all, they were tricked into the treaty by the Gibeonites. But Israel knew that keeping its word was more important than the pain it cost to do so. So they obeyed the Lord's command and fulfilled their vows to the Lord. See Numbers chapter 30, verse 2. It's good they did. Look at the results. God concentrated all those hostile Amorite kings into one place. Imagine the pain of having to face those armies at every city individually. Joshua's army was able to annihilate them in one swoop and see the power of God in the stilling of the sun and motions of the earth so that the army could finish its job in one very long day. Fulfill your vows. Watch what God will do. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.